He debuted at Carnegie Hall in March of 2018, but Irish tenor Emmett Cahill is far from a newbie at the music business. He's been singing for most of his life, beginning at the age of 7 in his home in Ireland. Emmett Cahill is in the midst of a massive North American tour that will bring him to Covington, Kentucky's Mother of God Catholic Church on Wednesday, April 24th. And he joins me on the other end of the phone to talk about his music. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Teal. Emmett Cahill, welcome.
Elaine, good to be speaking with you.
Now, this is a return engagement for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose we came to do a concert at the church last year. We had just had a wonderful time.
I actually spoke to a woman who had been at last year's performance, and she was so excited that you were coming back. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that drives you to lead the difficult life of a touring singer.
First off, it's kind of something I fell into in a way. Like, I mean, music was always just a big part of my life. My dad was a piano teacher. My mom was a church singer. So there was always music in the house, and we were out singing at church and going around the country. We used to have a family quartet. So we used to play in churches and all over the country at weddings and different types of events. And I went to study opera, actually, initially at the Royal Irish Academy of Music. And out of that, I auditioned for a show called Celtic Thunder, which if anybody watches PBS TV, you'll know that show very well. I started touring with them in 2011 across the States and Canada. And since then, I've kind of never been off the road, to be honest. And, you know, 3 years ago, I started doing my own solo touring and working with churches and theatres and playing at Irish festivals. And, you know, there's a great affinity between Ireland and America and the music. And, you know, songs like Danny Boy and Irish Eyes Are Smiling, you know, you sing these songs and they really resonate with people. So in many ways, the music has paved the way for me to be able to do what I love to do.
And you are still touring with Celtic Thunder?
Yeah, so we just did a 75-city tour last fall.
You were here in Cincinnati.
So we were actually.
Yeah.
So this year, mostly it's me doing my solo touring, and I just did a tour of the West Coast. And yeah, looking forward to coming back now in April and seeing lots of my friends in Ohio and Kentucky.
Will you be performing with the band or solo piano?
Just myself and the pianist, and I'll have my guitar as well. So the concert, it's a compilation of both Irish songs as well as that church hymns like Be Thou My Vision and How Great Thou Art, Amazing Grace, you know, these songs that are timeless and come back through generations of families and through churches. And, you know, we also do some Broadway stuff. You might even hear a little bit of opera as well. So there's a nice mix of music there, but it's a very personal evening. You know, I talk a lot about life in Ireland. Mm-hmm. I talk, you know, my life on the road. And of course, we do ask the congregation to sing. So I will encourage your listeners to be sure to have their voices warmed up.
The album is called Blessings of Music. How interconnected is your music with religion?
It's very much so, because that's where I started. My dad was a church organist, so my first memories of music and singing are in church, in choir, then as a soloist in our cathedral in our hometown in Ireland. And I still frequent there when I can and sing as cantor whenever I'm home. It's mostly at Christmas. It's funny how life kind of brings you back to your roots, and that was very much my roots in music.
And how do you choose the material to sing for your concerts and records?
I suppose I consider a lot of what I've been influenced by, so songs that I've loved for years growing up, but also songs that I know will resonate with people, you know, songs like that have been passed on through generations of families. So it gives them almost a connection to family members who they have lost, or brings them back to a happy moment in their life. And I suppose music is a conduit in a way for our cherished memories or special moments in our life. So it's amazing what it can do, and it can kind of transport us through time sometimes when we listen to a song or hear it. And it's a very personal thing as well.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or And when you come and all the flowers are dying and I am dead as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear, though soft you tread above me, and o'er my grave will warmer, sweeter be. And you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I will sleep in peace until you come to.
My guest is Irish tenor Emmett Cahill. Your debut album, Emmett Cahill's Ireland, was released on Sony Music USA, went straight to number one on Amazon, iTunes, and the Billboard World Music Charts. So you're kind of conquering the world with your Irish music. What else do you want to accomplish in your career, Emmett?
You know, I spend my time when I'm not touring in New York studying with an opera teacher. So I would love to go back to opera and, you know, do some Broadway shows at some point down the line.
Well, you recently tweeted that it's always an honor to bring the Irish language with you wherever you go. So there is that connection to the sound of the Celtic language, and it strikes people somewhere deep inside.
Yeah, it does really. And in the context, I do sing some hymns in Irish, and people love to hear the language, whilst they mightn't understand exactly what I'm singing. The language really resonates because there's a bit of a magic about the language, actually, to be honest. And it's very adaptable to music. You know, I always really enjoy singing in Irish. And as I said, it kind of connects me even more to home, as opposed to just singing an Irish song. If you're bringing the language with you as well, that kind of makes it very special indeed. And people love to hear the variety in that in a concert as well. So yeah, sometimes you forget a couple of weeks later what you tweeted, but thanks for reminding me.
Emmett Cahill has been called the most exciting Irish tenor of this generation and the heir to the great John McCormick. Still very young, you're not yet 30, correct?
Yeah, hanging out in the 20s.
Emmett Cahill's currently on a solo tour taking him all over North America with a stop in Covington's Mother of God Church on Wednesday, April 24th at 7:30. For more information and a link to his music, visit our website, wvxu.org. Emmett, thank you so much for your time. Have safe travels, stay healthy, and we'll see you in the spring.
Lynn, a pleasure speaking with you, and looking forward to seeing all your listeners very soon. Thanks so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.